But our next speaker is, this is host of High Water, a pop culture advice podcast, Shaka Reeves.
Thank you. I'm so glad that this is up here. That gives me tons more options. I was going to try to remember part of this off the top of my head, but that's what easels are for. So how's everybody doing?
Good.
Word them up. So you all either don't like your dads or you don't care about the Cavs or... or Golden State Warriors. Either way, you're my kind of crowd. So as you said, Eric, I am the host of the High Water podcast. And on the show, I like to talk about art and culture and pop culture and all those kinds of things. And I really grew up being media obsessed, being media nerd. I remember being 6 or 7 and my mom hating the fact that I watched The Simpsons because Homer was an idiot and Bart was a bad influence. And I loved Married with Children. Did anybody else watch Married with Children? Or I don't know why I love... You had the woo down. And if you ever watch Married with Children, you know why the woo is important. But I love that show for some reason. So during, like, pretty much until recently in television, all sitcoms had a laugh track. It annoys me now, but back in the 80s, 90s, that was just kind of what it was. You were prompted, in case you didn't know already, when you should laugh. But on ABC, like TGI Friday and Fox, like their situation was something extra. It was more than filmed in front of a live studio audience. Like it had to be because there was just way more going on than just a laugh track, particularly with Married with Children. That show went way beyond the time laugh, and the viewers at home kind of got a sense of that, too. I didn't get it until I looked back on it later on that I'm like, this may not have actually been a live studio audience. So I'm going to show you a little bit what I mean, and I'm also, in honor of Father's Day, going to tell you about the last time I saw my dad, which isn't probably on the surface going to sound like a funny story. But after we go through some of these sounds, you'll see what I mean. So there were a few sounds that were kind of standard to Married with Children. There was the aww. Can you all say that with me?
Aww.
So absolutely. So that's the sound that you heard when you were supposed to have empathy for the character. Case in point, the episode when Kelly Bundy, played by the amazing Christina Applegate, was auditioning for some car commercial, and she had her Bundy bounce stolen by a young Tia Carrere. Who remembers Tia Carrere from Wayne's World? Wasn't she bad as hell? Like, extremely, extremely bad. So, just so you know, while I'm telling the story, if I need to hear an aw, I'm going to do this. So can we do that together?
Aww.
Thank you so much. There was another one. There was kind of the what sound. And that sound is just assorted shock and awe. So if you're shocked or in awe of something, can I get a
what?
Okay, thank you. So if I'm going to need one of those during the story, I'm going to do this. Let's practice.
What?
All right, awesome. And this was my favorite. And this is the only one I ever heard on Married with Children. It's the ooh.
Yeah.
Y'all remember that one? And the thing that was funny about this, it's legendary, is it had to be canned because it always sounded exactly the same. So it was the ooh sound, and then you had a ow by somebody extremely boisterous, singular boisterous person in the audience. So it was never just the ooh. You had to have that at the end. So let's all practice that together. Ooh. Ow! Yes, 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 yes. So when I need one of those during this story, I'm going to do like this. So let's practice. Ooh.
Ow!
All right. Awesome. So I'm going to tell a story about the last time I saw my dad. And just to clarify, like, we never really had any beef growing up or anything. It's just kind of like, I think I was kind of a little bit like Northwest, you know, Kim Kardashian and Kanye's daughter, you ever notice she kind of looks like she knows who her parents are? Like, I'm not to be shady, but it's like she is incredibly insightful, now 4-year-old, but I remember being 2-year-old just crying like, oh my God, I'm fucking 2 years old, why am I at a fashion show? Like, this is ridiculous. Like, why am I wearing a fur coat? I'm in diapers. Like, she always has looks on her face like, is this really happening right now? So it was kind of one of those things. Nothing against him, but I think at some point I was just kind of like, I'm good. So, so we got reconnected after maybe like 6 years of just not really checking in with each other. And it kind of went from like this father-daughter, you know, family matter tied type situation to kind of like a living single worst date ever situation. And it was at a Panera, which probably a lot of really terrible dates have happened. But so we were talking and being reconnected, and he was apologizing for some of the things that maybe didn't go like we would have liked them to gone in the past. So he said, you know, there is one thing that, you know, when you're growing up that really hurt my feelings. I'm like, oh, what was that, Dad? So he said, well, there's this one time we were on the phone and you were telling me that you had a new father. And I remember that very clearly. I was about 6 years old, and at the time my mom had a friend who would take me out and movies, museums, hang out with me, play with me. So he did all the stuff that I knew a father to do. I knew my dad is my dad, but my mom's friend did dad things. So I called him up and I was really excited and I said, I have two dads now. And he's like, what are you talking about? And I said, well, I have this guy over here that plays with me and does all this other stuff, and then I see you on the weekends. And so I just remembered him asking to talk to my mom, and I just heard yelling. I didn't really know what that was about. And so I said, you know, I said, Dad, I get it. You know, that must have been really, really hurtful, you know, to hear from your child at the time. And so he said, I think you should apologize for that. And I'm just like, yeah, I mean, I get it, Dad. I get it. Like, I understand that was hurtful, but as far as, like, an apology, it just kind of felt like I was a kid that didn't really make sense to me, and I shared that with him. So, as he kind of has done in the past, he starts talking about why him and my mom weren't closer, weren't a situation, and he says, you know, your mom and I didn't really date, right? And I'm like, what are you talking about? But I knew exactly what he was talking about. He was talking about this.
Ooh.
Ow! And I'm just like, that is such unnecessary, like, information, fam. Like, that really has nothing to do. Like, I'm an adult. You're an adult. I'm in this Panera eating this dry ass soup bowl. Like, why don't we just deal with kind of whatever, like, what's going on with us right now? And then he started going into, well, if your mom wanted to get married, I would have. And I really switched from just being his daughter to be some really attitudinal, like typical, like stereotypical television black girl trying to defend my fam, like my mom. I was just like, Dad, she didn't want you, okay? All right, she didn't want you. Can we move on? Can we, like, work and focus on our relationship in this Panera with these crackers that are stale? Can we just work on, can we just focus on this? So in that moment, I think we kind of both regressed to kind of some of our coping mechanisms. Like, again, I love my dad, nothing against him. But I think he was still in a place of, you know, trying to figure out the story of why things weren't the way we wanted them to be. And to kind of deal with this incredibly awkward, awful date with my dad, I just kind of regressed to my 6-year-old self, and I played my own little laugh track in my head. So all that is to say, whatever happens with us in life is really up to us whether we laugh at it, we at it, or we
ooh.
So that was my story. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Shana. I forgot it was Father's Day. That probably tells you something about my relationship with my dad. Thanks for coming out.